The chairman of the National Mental Health Commission has renewed his call for the government to urgently overhaul the mental health system, saying the issue should be considered as significant as tax reform. Professor Alan Fell says mental health is an economic issue costing the country billions of dollars. His calls have been echoed by prominent mental health advocates who say without urgent action, funding uncertainty will leave the sector in crisis by the end of the year. Elise Worthington reports.
With one in two Australians estimated to experience a mental illness at some point during their lives, mental health support is an expensive and urgent public health issue. The chairman of the National Mental Health Commission, Professor Alan Fells, used his press club address today to emphasise the cost of the sector.
Our review identified that the direct cost to the Commonwealth budget alone on mental health and suicide prevention are about $10 billion a year. So that gives rise to a whole lot of other economic questions. Is the money being spent effectively and efficiently?
Professor Fell's comments come at a time when the government is looking for savings to recover from a budget black hole, and he's urging politicians to look at mental health in cold, hard economic terms.
Now, as an economist, I want to emphasise that mental health is a significant problem for our economy, as significant as, or more significant than, tax reform or micro reform or the other issues being talked about today, including at the forthcoming summit.
The National Mental Health Commission completed a review of mental health services last December after analysing available programs across the country. The report outlined a plan for improvement and called for a shift in care from the more expensive crisis management to prevention and intervention.
Much of what the Commonwealth spends and the states is payment for failure. Payment for failure to treat the problems early and cost effectively. Now, we believe this heavy expenditure could be reduced with a greater emphasis and investment in prevention, early detection.
Professor Fells also told the press club that 8 months after its release, a response to the report is urgently needed.
I'm pretty sure I speak for the mental health community when I say they would like a response, a detailed response to our report before the election from both all sides of politics.
It's a sentiment echoed by other mental health professionals who say the sector is reaching crisis point and without urgent intervention, services could be affected. Frank Quinlan is the CEO of Peakbody Mental Health Australia.
Unless we have some very clear decisions and some directions laid out before the end of this year, we really face a very significant crisis in mental health, and we would be likely to face very significant disruption in services, important services that people rely on.
Mr. Quinlan says mental health providers are also still waiting to see the outcomes of the mental health reforms agreed to during the 2012 Council of Australian Governments.
Without the certainty to plan, without longevity of funding, without the opportunity to invest in training and development of this highly skilled workforce, the mental health services and programs of the future will simply not have the workforce available to deliver them.
Professor Patrick McGorry is the Executive Director of Origin, the National Centre of Excellence in Youth Mental Health. He says shifting to a preventative model and community-based intervention will save money and lives.
Every day we delay, lives are lost. There are 2,500 Australians dying every year from suicide. Most of these deaths are preventable, as we've agreed about the road toll. They're preventable deaths over the suicides.
Professor McGorry says a solution will require state and Commonwealth governments to work together.
We've had inquiry after inquiry, and we're settling up for another fifth national mental health plan soon with the states, who have been walking away from mental health care in the community for some time. We've got to recommit to it, both state and federal, and the time is now, really. We've been delaying. We want to see action by the end of the year.
Professor Patrick McGorry ending Elise Worthington's report.